B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us right now.
Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren.
Good morning. Are we prepared for the day?
No.
Mani, sit down. Get yourself together.
Come on. School's in session. Class in session.
Sorry, Mr. Brown.
You're supposed to arrive 5 minutes before the bell.
On time is late.
On time is late. Okay, sorry.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. Welcome to your Thursday, almost Friday.
Hey.
Love it.
And I love you, Roy. And I love you, Loren and Nicole, and you guys listening to us wherever you are.
All right.
I even love this gentleman named Matthew who said, stop with the BS every morning for 4 hours.
Well, you know what? Sometimes that's what we do is we just BS it up all morning long.
Yeah, he wasn't happy with the show yesterday. I thought we had a great show yesterday. He said, we get it. You want us to think that you're just like us middle-class listeners. Can you please stop at the four-hour-long, let me tell you why I suck BS?
Well, to be clear, I am middle class. The rent's the rich one.
Shut up.
I'm barely middle class. I got two kids, bro. I got a hot water heater that broke. This is going to be my day in 30. I got a hot water heater that broke that needs to be fixed.
Uh-huh. I feel like the appliances in your house are just giving up.
Yeah, refrigerator's like uncle.
You're right. Refrigerator broke. This one.
Wi-Fi broke.
When we moved into the house, this water heater had already been there. So, you know, I mean, it's not. I don't even...
It's an older house. Right.
Yeah, the house was built in 2001, so, you know, the water heater's old. But anyway, now people are saying tankless water heaters are where it's at, and then other people say, no, you should get the one with the tank, you know, and it fills up like the ones that most houses have. So I put it on Facebook, and wouldn't you know it, it's damn near 50-50, and the people are very adamant about which way they're going with it.
Right.
You know, either love it or they hate it.
People are like, Mani, if you don't get a tankless, you're going to regret it. Like, I have absolutely no problems. Then right underneath it, the next person will be like, I have a tankless. I have nothing but problems. I don't get hot water. It's too expensive. And then the person down below.
Too expensive?
Yeah, I guess tankless ones are like $5,000.
No.
That's what I've been told. The good ones.
Oh, then I guess I have a bad one.
Did you have to put one in?
No, I saw all the receipts of when my of what was put in. But yeah, I have a tankless gas one. Works great.
Yeah, yeah.
No issues.
Well, anyway.
Granted, it's only been a year, so give it time. Next year, I'll be like, it's filled with issues.
Go find my Facebook topic from yesterday and post there next year. But anyway, it was just funny because people are legit like, yeah, it's the best thing ever. Then right below it, the next comment's like, dude, don't get it. It's the worst.
So confusing.
Yeah. Yep. So right. What I think I'm going to do is just get some hot water and boil it on the oven and be done with all the water heaters.
Good. Yeah. Old school. Yeah. I like it.
That's where I'm going to go. A fire.
Okay, so my day, I want to give a shout out. Actually, you know what? I'll save that for later because no one's listening. They're not listening at this point. We'll save it for like 9 a.m.
Okay.
Because there's no way the people I want to give a shout out to is listening. It's a business.
Okay.
And they definitely aren't open right now.
Loren, how about you? What's your day in 30? Oh.
No, that's fine.
Do you not have a day in 30 seconds?
Not really. Go ahead. Right, I mean, I can talk the talk, though, but go ahead.
My day in 30 seconds is just we started preparing things for my son's birthday party this weekend, which is a costume party. And like our family costume is Toy Story. So I am going to be Little Bo Peep, but like the powerful Little Bo Peep in pants, right?
Okay. Because she chooses, chooses to wear pants.
Right, she does. Jackson is my little sheep. So I bought him a costume that is supposed to be a six-month-old costume. Doesn't fit him. I mean, when I tell you I couldn't get this kid's head into the costume, couldn't get it in.
Too small.
Too small. So Elena and I last night played costume surgery and like cut it all apart, sewed it back together, and now I have a little lamb.
Oh, good.
But Jackson was not happy about it. Dallas walked in. He's like, our children are going to murder us at some point in our lives.
What's Cash doing?
He's Woody.
Oh, yeah.
But Jackson's got like the little bell around his neck. So, you know, he's got this like sheep head on with the little bell that we're jingling and like, you know, taking him around the house. And he's like, I hate you.
So is this going to be like a Halloween photo shoot?
It's a Halloween costume party for his birthday.
Okay.
But yes. So like all the families that are coming have like, my sister-in-law and her family are Top Gun. We're Toy Story.
Oh, everyone who's coming is a certain thing.
Yeah. Like all the mini
all the
families
kids
have.
Together.
Yeah.
I cannot thank you enough for not inviting us to this party. Yeah. Like, this just sounds so horrible.
You know what I would be? I'd be a doctor. That's my go-to costume.
Right.
Okay. Doctors are so cool. You wear scrubs and a jacket. It's the best.
I don't know, but Oma and Opa are going to be Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, and I am so jazzed for it.
Let's go.
That's funny. All right. Well, we'll look forward to the pictures this weekend. There'll be a giant release on Sunday, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was hoping. I was hoping she'd say there's going to be a huge photo shoot.
Yeah. I don't have a photographer this time. COVID,
somebody will take a picture. Yeah. Hey, we are excited for a Thursday show. A lot to get to today, including in less than 10 minutes. We're going to tell you, you're probably showering at the wrong time. What does that mean? We'll explain that. Plus, we got War of the Roses at 7:50. Roy, you found something creepy in someone's house.
It sure did. And it's not a Halloween decoration.
Yeah, we'll get into that at 7. A lot to do today.
This is Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Are showering wrong.
What else is new? We do everything wrong.
Well, don't worry. Roy's here to fix your life. You know, I saw this this new study out, and I started deploying the methods for quite some time now. For like maybe like 3-4 months. Best decision of my life.
Okay.
They say stop showering in the morning. Stop it.
Why?
Shower at night. That is the time that doctors and scientists believe that you should be showering. And there's data to back it up. Showering at night can help you sleep.
Mm. Oh, I believe that. Yeah, that's a good point.
Research shows that a warm 10-minute shower, not hot, a warm 10-minute shower an hour or two before bedtime helps people fall asleep more easily thanks to the rapid cooling of your body after you get out.
An hour or two before. If I take a shower, it's usually right before I go to sleep.
Same here, minutes. Same here.
Oh, you guys are taking warm showers? That must be nice. I had to take a freezing shower last night because my hot water heater's broken.
Are we going to hear about your hot water heater all morning
until
long?
Until he gets a new one, probably.
Well, my neighbor said that I could come shower at their house, but wouldn't that be awkward?
Yeah, that's weird. Don't do that.
No, I would do that.
You would? Bring a towel, your shampoo, or use their stuff? Just bring a towel.
Like you're in a dorm.
I would, because you're going to go days without a shower?
No, I'm going to my mom's tonight.
Okay. Well, but think about me. I don't have family, so I would literally have to go to a friend or
a hotel.
I guess so. I don't know how. Okay.
You can go to the YMCA.
I've been thinking about getting a membership.
If the
first
neighbor
you do a shower when you get there, don't work out. Yes, Mr. Brown, why are you really thinking about joining the YMCA? This is a fantastic facility. The shower. I got no hot water.
Well, have you seen those people that live in vans?
Yeah.
They get gym memberships, and that's their thing. They use the gym membership to shower.
It's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea at all. Okay, well, let's get back to this.
Yeah, shower at night, not in the morning.
Okay, yeah, so shower at night. You should rinse off the day's germs. Do you really want to bring all of the day with you into that bed? Get rid of it.
I have to be honest. I think I shower at least twice a day now.
Well, and when I first started really thinking about the day's germs, because what I used to do is that unless I really sweated, I would just go to bed.
Me
I wouldn't
too.
Shower. But then when you think about it, the day-to-day, yeah, it's still a lot of nastiness.
If for some reason, like yesterday, I went and ran some errands. When I came home, first thing I did, wash my hands, kiss the baby, jump in the shower. Like, I don't know.
Did you wash your hands in the shower? Or since you'd already done it, you didn't wash your hands?
I don't wash my hands in the shower.
You wash your feet in the shower?
Yeah.
You don't soap up your hands in the shower?
Because your hands are in the loofah. So they don't need to be, like, scrubbed.
He doesn't use a loofah.
No.
You just use your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I have 2-in-1 shampoo and wash.
2-in-1.
It's a 2-in-1 combo that I get at CVS, an enormous bottle of it, and it carries me for 2 months.
Great.
And away I go. Wait, I have a question for you. Does your study say anything about how you should take a shower in the morning to feel, I don't know, better about the day, get on the go?
Wake up.
It just says that that's what a lot of people do because they like the wake up of it, but there's no data that actually says that it's good for you.
Okay.
Whereas showering at night is good for you. And then there's also a thing where it says it could help fight coronavirus, but I think it's fake news. I ain't even going to
see, but that's how I feel. That's why I shower so many times in a day now.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think just wash your hands. You're going to fight the virus. I think they're leaping with that.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. That is a whole article about how you're showering at the wrong time is up at kiss951.com. Beautifully written by Roy. Go check it out. Charlotte, I'm honored.
Thank you.
Charlotte finally made a good list. Not Raleigh, not Greensboro, not anywhere else, not Fort Mill.
It's about time.
Charlotte's on a good list. We'll tell you which list it is coming up in less than 10.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, so Manny, you said you saw Charlotte on a list.
A good list. We've been on, like, the not-so-good list.
Yeah.
Well, Carrie always wins. Fuquay, Marina, Apex.
Yeah. Raleigh, like my mom would say, the Raleigh area.
Well, Raleigh's not even on this list. And it was the best places to live.
And Charlotte made the list. People.
Charlotte made the list.
All right, finally. Oh, Queen City.
Not only that, but we're just outside the top five.
All right.
So this was based on strong desirability, quality of life, and the job market.
And good morning radio shows.
Right.
Absolutely. Charlotte coming in at number 6.
Oh, top 10.
Hey,
we'll take it, Roy.
It's even better than top 10.
Okay.
You're like the first runner up to the top 5.
You hear that? Raleigh, Apex, High Point, Fort Mill, all the best places to live around Charlotte. Yeah.
Although I think that's still Charlotte.
No, South Carolina.
Oh. How about this, though? The top five, out of the top five, 4 out of the top 5 are all in Colorado.
Oh, really?
What's so great about Colorado?
Now, I will say, when we were making the decision to move to Charlotte, it was between Charlotte and Denver for us. Like, we loved Denver. So I see the allure.
Okay.
Coming in at number 5, Fort Collins, Colorado.
I know you're trying to get through the list. Did you, I came here because of a job, right? Did you guys, like, just go, well, let's just live there, or was there jobs?
So, Dallas and I, when we decided we were moving out of Florida because we wanted to raise a family, we made a short list of cities
that you would look for jobs in.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And then we went and visited those cities, and it came down to Denver and Charlotte.
Interesting.
I have Loren's list right here.
Okay.
I'll wait.
Miami, of course, is where she was.
Yeah.
Denver was on the list. Mm-hmm. Dubai.
Mm-hmm. I heard Bora Bora was on it.
Uh-huh.
The bungalow we wanted wasn't available.
The Maldives? Isn't that just a vacation spot?
Yeah.
Honolulu.
Ibiza.
Ibiza. Just your typical cities. Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Glad you picked us, Loren.
Right, keep going.
Do you want the top 5?
Yeah, I can see how the show's going.
Yeah. All right, these are the best places to live in the United States. Like I said, Fort Collins, Colorado at number 5. Colorado Springs, Colorado at 4. Austin, Texas, 3. Denver, Colorado, 2. And Boulder, Colorado, number 1.
Wow.
All right, Colorado, we get it.
It's cold.
Yeah.
Snowy.
Yeah, but it's like such a beautiful snow when it happens. It's not like the dark, dingy, northeast snow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, cool. Well, congratulations. If you live in Charlotte, you've accomplished, or even in the outer counties of it, you've accomplished something.
Look, I'm wearing my CLT shirt today, too.
Yep.
Represent Charlotte. Best places to live in 2020.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
A little shocking twist in the show. Didn't really see this one coming, but Manny, Lorraine's currently pumping.
Yes.
As the new mom does, and Manny wanted to see what it's going to feel like. So we have an extra pair of pumps, and we are on Instagram Live. If you look up at the MRL show, you can watch this unfold. Manny is sitting in front of me, shirtless.
Hello.
With a pair of pumps.
There is a lucky man in the world today, and that's you, Roy Brown.
For the view I'm getting?
For having to look at me like this. By the way, this was not on the show sheet, and no. I apologize in advance for going off the run.
I feel like I'm so much closer to you after this experience. Like, we're going to pump together.
And it's listen, it really, truly is amazing that all women do this, and Loren does it on the air, and I've seen her do this for the last 2 months, and I'm like, I wonder what it feels like. Now, you don't care to try.
No, I'm afraid it's going to hurt.
Is it going to hurt?
It does. I mean, I don't know if it'll... I can't remember if it hurt the first time I did it. I'm sure it did. But when I tell you now, 4 months in, it doesn't feel good.
Can you start slow?
But you know, my thing is that I have bigger puppies than you, and I'm afraid because I'm a bigger
lucky
guy... It'd be more painful.
It doesn't.
We were talking about humble brags yesterday, weren't we, Lorraine? Nice, Roy.
I have to be honest. It doesn't matter your size.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can watch right now at the MRL show. Manny's holding two plastic pieces that looks like air horns, kind of. They look like an air horn.
That's exactly what it looks like right now that you say that.
Idea,
but they're clear, so we'll be able to see if we actually get some milk.
All right, so we are going to use these pumps on Manny.
I just want to see how it feels. All right,
you
go ahead. Start me slow.
A little bit.
Start me slow. I also have hair. Oh!
That is slow. Are you kidding?
Okay, you can see Manny's nipple move up and down.
It's pulsating. No, I didn't. This is literally on the lowest setting.
You can see his skin move up and down.
My nipple's going in and out.
All right, you ready to go up a little bit?
It tickles a little bit. Yeah, go up a little.
Okay, now.
Listen. Shh.
Is anything coming out?
Okay, that's a little hurty.
I didn't go up any farther.
Listen to it.
Is this the normal setting, or is this low?
This is, I think, medium.
Okay, you can watch this at the MRL show on Instagram.
I'm going to the tube!
I just moved up a little bit. Okay, this is...
A massive amount of skin is moving up and down because it's sucking.
No milk's coming out.
Okay,
no.
If you're just joining the show, Manny has breast pumps on because, you know, new moms have to go through this.
Yeah.
And he wants to see what it's like.
Yeah, he wanted to see what I go through every day.
He's pitching it to the tube, buddy. This one hurts.
Now, imagine, dude, imagine doing this for 25 to 30 minutes every time, about 8 to 10 hours a day. Every two
Wait,
hours.
How much? Oh, no, I couldn't do it.
For 30 minutes.
I can't breathe. Imagine an air horn and your skin is being sucked inside the air horn.
Instagram Live at the MRL show. You can look at it.
And the flesh around, like, that is being sucked up is turning pink, and okay. I'm sure it's going to get red.
Okay, we're going to continue this on Instagram Live at the MRL show. Manny,
Gary, here we go. All the way.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It is the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. My name is Manny, and I just tried Loren's breast pump out in here just to see what all the hoopla was about. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of hoop and a lot of law. The video is up at the MRL Show on Insta. You can go look at it if you want to see a man getting pumped.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to describe it.
I mean, it was the craziest feeling, dude. And you tried it on your arm.
Yeah, it didn't hurt as bad, but I witnessed your chest moving to that tube so deep. I don't ever want to see that again.
Yeah, it's a sensitive part of the body to begin with.
It was a crazy feeling. But the video is up at the MRL show on our Instagram. Roy, you though, I can't wait to talk about this because you said you went into someone's house and you saw something weird. What was it?
It was super creepy and super kind of startling when you first see it. So I am a real estate agent, and part of that is we show homes to people that want to buy them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm showing my client this home, and I've never been in this home before. And I recognize that it's Halloween, but this seemed a little not so Halloween. We go upstairs, and we open the door, and there's a room filled with mannequins. Like, life-sized. Some of them, there's a lot of just heads.
Oh,
some of them
creepy.
Full-size.
Dressed?
No, not dressed.
But standing up.
Some standing up. And there had to been, in this room, 50?
Was there, this probably doesn't mean anything to you, but was there any organization to them, or were they just bodies, like, thrown on the floor?
Well, the ones that were full body were standing, and then the other ones were just scattered wherever there were surface areas, because some of them were just ahead.
That's so creepy.
You know, we walked in, and the buyer was like, I ain't going in there.
I mean, obviously that room was used as like a storage unit.
Sure. So, of course, I'm like looking through my notes, seeing if I can find some reason to explain why there's 50 mannequins in this house.
See if their last name is Belk or anything like that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Trying to find some way. And then downstairs in the garage, open it up, and there's a big bin, this big blue bin, industrial type of bin. And on it is like a triangle, almost like you would see like danger or hazardous material type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, I bet that's like a Halloween decoration they're going to put outside.
Right.
So I tried to move it. It's heavy. It is filled up. It is the strangest things that are in this house.
So there's a body in there, right?
Yeah, did you look?
No, I didn't open it up and look. It's not my house.
Lorenzo, so there's a body in there. Yeah, that's the legit thing to think of.
So, you know, we wanted to hear from you at 704-570-9595. What creepy thing did you find in someone's house? Because I immediately was just like Loren, like, oh, these people are murderers and serial killers, right? Like, that's my first. But what's probably more realistic is that they probably work for, like, a salon or something, right?
Or
they have full bodies if it was a salon, though.
Or they work in the fashion industry, and maybe, you know, there are people that make mannequins and, like, sell mannequins to stores and stuff. That's got to be a job.
Yeah, I would say, like, a boutique, maybe, where the full mannequins would wear the clothes and, like, the head mannequins would wear jewelry.
What about the big tank of chemicals?
Can't explain it. Maybe it was hangers. If it was heavy, you know, like, wooden hangers. A bunch of them together would be really heavy.
Maybe.
Don't know. But this is coming from the man whose parents have a Christmas room with a full-size creepy Santa.
Well, listen, that's not as creepy as mannequins. Santa Claus comes once a year and brings you presents. Who doesn't love that? You see that, you get excited.
Yeah, but your Santa Claus is fake.
There's a man standing in the corner of your bedroom.
Dressed like Santa.
Year-round.
I know someone who, by the way, has mannequins in their home.
Oh,
and,
really?
Like, dresses them. Oh, yeah. And now, I've never seen it firsthand, but, like, when people talk about this guy, he's an old owner of a radio station I used to work at.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, did you ever check out his mannequin room, or did you hear the story about his mannequins? And I'm like, oh, I've only heard the story. I've never been invited over to the mannequin room.
What's up with these mannequins?
I don't know, man. Maybe lonely people use them and, like, talk to them and stuff.
Oh, good gosh. That freaks me out even more, thinking about the homeowner goes up in there and has chit-chats with the fake people. Oh, okay. Well, you can share the creepy thing that you found in a home in someone's house. 704-570-9595.
Someone said, oh my God, I pulled up to a house and they had a homemade toy guillotine.
Ooh.
I backed out of the house slowly.
But that's like Halloween decoration, right?
Yeah, but right. Now that I'm thinking about it, when I was younger, my dad built my mom a wooden coffin that we had for Halloween, but it sat in our garage. You know what I mean? So if somebody came to look at our house for some reason, they'd
be like,
saw,
what is that?
Right.
Let's talk with Melissa in Lake Wylie. Welcome to the Mandy Roy of the Rim Morning Show. What's that creepy thing you found at someone's home?
Hey, so it's actually my mom's home. And my mom, they purchased the house back in like 92. So the family who lived there before lived there from like the 80s to the early 90s. And when my mom started to like garden and she was digging up the backyard, she actually found, like, you know, like those green army soldiers that kids played with back in the day. They were really small.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they were like that, except they were like little demons and devils.
Oh.
And they were buried in the garden?
Yeah, just like in the backyard where my mom was going to like dig some holes to put flowers. There were just a few of them scattered around. What? And it was just really weird.
That's where they did the rituals.
I mean, Melissa, did mom throw them out or did she just leave them or what? Move?
Oh, no, I think she threw them out. And I mean, she still lives there. So she's been there for like 28 okay. years or something like that. And we had heard from people in the neighborhood who have been there for a while that the kid who used to live there previously was on the little bit of the odd side. So I assumed that was something he was doing. So luckily, like no omens on the house or anything.
That's good. The devil's not getting payback for you guys throwing away his demon toys.
980 texted in and said that they found a glass eyeball in a medicine cabinet when her and her husband bought their new house.
So creepy.
Somebody's missing something.
Yeah. Somebody's walking around with no eye.
That's like the one thing I wouldn't forget is my eyeball.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take more of your calls and more text messages on what you found in someone's home that was strange. And I'll tell you, a buddy of mine found something in the attic of his house right after he moved in, and they contemplated, like, moving out.
What?
Yes. No joke.
It's coming up next.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So I was showing a house to a client. For some of those who didn't know, I also do real estate. I help people with homes. And when we walked into this one bedroom, there was a room filled with mannequins. Some life size, most just the head. Most just the head.
That's not creepy
with
at
hair?
All.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, with hair. It almost looked like makeup mannequins.
What's funny about these stories that we're getting too is like what's weird to us isn't weird to someone else, right? Like we've talked about this before. Like what would someone find in your car that you use like every day or it's not weird to you, but you had to explain to someone?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my friend moved into a home and they went into the attic to put, you know, the additional boxes and storage up there. And they found a bunch of things, including like a mirror that had writing all over it, and it was like kind of satanic. They Googled Ooh. Like what it was, and it was like satanic writing on the mirror.
Oh my
gosh. And they found a full box. I tried to get him to come on. I don't think he's awake yet. But they had a full box of what's it called? Like witches, spells. It was a full box of spells.
Hmm.
And so I was like, did you throw all of it out? And they were like, no, we didn't touch it. So I'm like, so I'm in your home right now, and you mean to tell me
Above.
All this is still up in your attic? He's like, yeah. I go, dude, I'm not coming in anymore.
And it's just sitting there?
Yes.
What is he expected to do? Move itself?
No, I just don't think he wants to touch it. And his wife is like,
he doesn't want to wake the spirit.
Yeah. So I'm like, if you guys ever move, are you taking it? He's like, no. I'm just going to leave it there.
And hope that no one else finds it.
Well, you know that the people that buy the home from him are going to think he was the satanic one.
Yeah, and if weird things start happening around your house, you have to remove those things.
He's been there for 10 years and no issues, but still, isn't that really weird?
Yeah.
Candles, like, all burnt and stuff. Like, they were definitely doing seances up in the attic.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it was kids. Who knows? We're getting text messages. 540 texted in and said, I used to be a realtor as well, Roy, and I went into someone's master bedroom, and there was a full-size life-size nude painting of them in there. And then somebody else texted in and said, my grandmother used to make dolls, and she had a tote labeled baby heads. I'm sure somebody would find that was
oh,
weird.
Yes. Of course. That would be very strange.
We got a couple people on hold we're going to talk to. We'll jump on the phones with them, and then we got to read a text message about someone who found something like a crime.
A crime?
They stumbled across a crime.
Okay, Crystal in Charlotte, what's the creepy thing your husband has?
He has a life-size mannequin in his man cave that he dresses up in different football outfits.
Well, maybe something similar is happening in the house that I saw that had 50 mannequins.
Is it a man mannequin or is it a female mannequin?
It is a man, yes.
Uh-huh. And he puts different football outfits on it?
But he has different uniforms that he'll change out from time to time and put on it.
Nobody is asking the important question, where did he get the mannequin?
Of course, on eBay.
Okay.
Well, how does that show up? Is it in pieces?
And by the way, at what point does Crystal become jealous of the mannequin and throw it out one day? You'll play dress up with the mannequin, but not me, damn it.
It is a little creepy, I have to say.
All right, thanks, Crystal.
Honey,
thank you.
Turn down the music. It's too loud up there. Just playing with my mannequins, honey.
Oh, my gosh.
Big games this weekend.
Read that text, Loren. Somebody stumbled across a crime.
Oh, my gosh. This is so disturbing. My neighbors were clearing out land to build their house, and they found a body in a sleeping bag of someone who had been murdered.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, obviously, they turned it over to the police.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it solved the crime and put closure in somebody's life.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
The creepy things you find in someone's house, you can still send us your messages at the MRL show on Insta. Better yet, if you just joined the show and you're just now listening, you can hear all these other creepy stories by getting the Mandy Roy and Lorraine Morning Show on demand podcast, wherever you subscribe to podcasts.
Ring it.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Holly, welcome to the Mandy Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, hi. I love your energy.
Holly's listening to us in Greenville, South Carolina. Love it there.
All right. And Holly, this isn't your first time playing Can't Beat Lorraine. Let's see how you do today.
Okay, perfect. Lorraine, get on out.
I'm rolling.
All right. Lorraine is leaving the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear the questions.
Holly and Will, her son, playing in Greenville. Here we go. Rihanna made the Forbes list for the richest self-made woman for the first time with a net worth of $600 million. Stedman Graham's longtime partner topped the list with a net worth of $2.6 billion. Who is she?
Oprah Winfrey.
Question number two. John Cena is now a married man. What sport is he known for?
Wrestling.
Another Billboard Music Awards are in the books, and this Circles and Sunflower rapper won a whopping 9 of them. 9 Billboard Awards last night. What rapper are we talking about?
Post Malone.
Yeah. Hey, Holly, I think Will can't help you with this one, but we'll see. Rumor is that Claire Danes would have been drawn like one of Leonardo DiCaprio's French girls if she would have played the role that was supposed to be for her, but it ended up going to Kate Winslet instead. In what iconic film?
Titanic.
Question five. Fans think that Cardi B and Nicki Minaj have a secret collab coming. Nicki Minaj is now a mom, while Cardi B is dealing with drama with her man. His name is?
Offset.
All right. Everybody's so good. We got to make these questions harder.
All right, Lorraine's coming back into the studio.
How'd Holly do?
She got them all correct, which means I'm not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
All right, Rihanna made the Forbes list for the richest self-made woman for the first time with a net worth of $600 million. Now, Stedman Graham's longtime partner topped the list with a net worth of $2.6 billion. Who is she?
Oprah.
John Cena is a married man. He's known for what sport?
Wrestling.
Another Billboard Music Awards are in the books, and this Circles and Sunflower rapper won a whopping 9 of them. What rapper are we talking about?
I believe that is Post Malone.
Question 4. Rumor is Claire Danes would have been drawn like one of Leonardo DiCaprio's French girls if she would have played the role that she was supposed to, but that role ended up going to Kate Winslet instead in what iconic film?
Titanic.
Question 5. Fans think that Cardi B and Nicki Minaj have a secret collab coming. Nicki Minaj is now a mom, while Cardi B is dealing with drama with her man. Who is her man?
Offset.
It is a tie. 5-5. The Rennie got 49 wins.
Holly, great job.
Thank you. Holly and Wales, and we cannot beat
Lorraine,
but we can tie her.
Thanks for playing, guys.
The Mandy, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Julie, you said in your message something's going on with your boyfriend, Matt, but you also know that he has a history with someone.
Oh, yeah. He has more than a history. This is his ex-wife, and I feel like he's cheating on me with her, and he actually has a son with his ex-wife, and they live in Florida. And he recently went down there to pick up his son and bring him back here, which is fine. I totally support that, of course. You know, he's 6 years old. He's not going to fly alone.
Yeah.
So went down to Florida, and he extended his stay in Florida an extra night because he said that his son was too sad to leave his mom, which I get that too. However, I'm pretty sure that I overheard him say that mommy and daddy will be together again soon. I don't know if I imagined it, but I don't think I did.
I mean, that's, I hate to say it, but that's typically what happens. But so you think while they were FaceTiming the mom, you heard Matt say pretty soon we'll all, like, we'll be together again soon.
Yes.
See, so, and in my head, I think, like, maybe he, I mean, not that he means he's taking the son back soon, but I don't know. Do you do that for the kids? Do you play nice just for the kids?
You shouldn't at 6 years old, though. What's her name?
Cindy.
Well, let's find out. Maybe, like Loren said, maybe this is all just a ploy to keep him happy while he's visiting dad. We can only hope, right? All right?
Okay.
Don't say anything until we see what's on that card. Okay.
Matt.
Hey, Matt. You are just the person I am looking for. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. Well, I'm calling with some good news. My name is Tessa, and I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. And one of your friends, tagged you on our post, and we randomly selected your name to get a beautiful dozen red roses free of charge to send to someone that you love.
Oh.
Do you have someone in mind you'd like to send them to?
I think I want to send them to my ex-wife, Cindy.
Okay, to your ex-wife, Cindy, and I will get her address here in a moment. I do, however, have a card to go with these romantic roses. Would it still be romantic with your ex-wife?
Yeah, we've been kind of talking. We have a son together, yeah, I think you could write something like, you know, like said, second time's the charm. LOL.
Okay. So, are you guys trying
to
get back
to Matt? I knew it.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
Matt, that's Julie.
Yep, she heard everything, yeah, bud. Okay. You're on War of the Roses with the MRL Morning Show.
Well, Julie, I was going to tell you tonight.
Julie, just because I'm curious, I want to hear what Matt has to say about this whole thing.
You know, it's just been inevitable. You know, it just I have a kid with this woman, and
but this woman lives out of state. How are you reconciling with someone who lives out of state?
I want to give the best life for my kid, and I feel like I gotta be with the kid's mom.
Matt, I understand that you're doing it for your son. That I understand. But to do this to Julie, who you've been dating for a year and a half.
Right.
I mean, don't you think she deserves a little more respect than that?
Julie, I'll take you out to dinner tonight and we can, you know, figure this out. Like,
what? No. No.
Yeah, I mean, we were going to go to dinner anyway. I can take you out and we'll just...
No.
Maybe...
Matt, you ended our relationship. Okay, and you weren't even going to tell me, by the way, that you ended the relationship. It's over. I don't want to see you.
I was going to tell you.
I like that Matt wants to take her on a breakup dinner. Hey, when you extended your stay in Florida, when you were down there, did you lie and tell Julie that you were staying at a hotel and then you stayed with your ex-wife? Can you at least come clean about that if that was true?
I did.
Okay.
I did. I stayed with my ex-wife. And
Thought so.
At least we know.
All right. Sorry, Julie.
No, I'm sorry too, but I'm also kind of not sorry because I knew this. I needed to know for sure. And so you guys helped me. Thank you.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So if you want a little more MRL, a lot more unfiltered, we don't really have the rules that we have on the radio on our podcast, and we don't go crazy, but it's just more, you know, of an open forum. We do the rap party, and it's on our podcast where you can get anywhere you listen to podcasts, the MRL Show podcast. And yesterday, Loren mentioned something that we hadn't talked about in a while, and that was your mom's tramp stamp. Now, Now, the last time we spoke about it, your brother Vin was in the studio,
uh-huh.
and this had to be at least 2 years ago, and you thought that you saw a tramp stamp, a tattoo above the buttocks area uh-huh. on your mom.
Right.
And this is what you told us on the wrap party.
I was convinced she had a tramp stamp. Well, my brother ratted me out and told my mom that I thought she had a tramp stamp. And then she said something to me in passing that, like, confirmed she had a tramp stamp, but she was just screwing with me. And then she lifted up her shirt and showed me she didn't have a tramp stamp.
She did not.
No.
What does she have? Nothing?
Nothing.
What did you see?
It was, she said she had, like, one of those, like, the ones that you order online that are, like, the pre-tattoos.
The temporary ones that last, like, a couple weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ah, the nuggets that come out of the wrap party. And then we go on to talk about how you were happy that your mom didn't have a tat there on her lower back.
Yeah, it just would have been a little hypocritical since she always gave me and my brother such a hard time about getting tattoos growing up.
And it made Roy and I laugh because now all of a sudden you're the parent. Like, she had to show you.
Right.
As if you were the mom and she was the daughter and you were like, prove to me that you don't have
right.
that.
Right.
Let me see it.
And we want to take stories right now. When did you become the parent? And you did the flip-flop?
704-570-9595.
My mom became the parent to my grandma in, like, the 90s. My grandmother had just turned 90,
mm-hmm.
and we moved her up closer to where we lived. And my mom took her car and her car keys because she drove over one day. And my mom's like, no, that's not safe.
Oh, because she's getting too old. Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the circle of life.
Yeah, and my mom grabbed the car and grabbed the keys and was like, hey, no more.
That's it.
And she told me, my mom was like, that was really hard for me to do because that was my mother. And, you know, I became the parent.
Sure.
Would you ever take your car, your parents' car keys?
No, because I'm not driving them anywhere. They can right. drive wherever they want, whenever they want.
Yeah. Hit five people. You're fine.
Although my, yeah.
You're fine.
I got my older brother's here and he's retired. So he takes them and does, you know. And when you get to be my parents' age, which is almost 80, your day is just filled with doctor's appointments and going to the grocery store. That's all it is.
And that's probably the biggest conversation you have of the day. That's the biggest, like, that's the topics.
Yeah.
I went to go see this doctor.
And it's like specialist for everything. Like, my dad goes to an eyelid doctor.
You're like, I didn't even know that existed.
Right, yeah.
Oh, man. You're
a plastic surgeon? No, it's an eyelid doctor.
An eyelid specialist.
704-570-9595. When did you become the parent? We got Jay. Welcome on to the Manny Roy in the Red Morning Show.
Good morning.
All right, Jay, what happened? Who is this, your mom or your dad, who you had a flip on?
Well, it was my mom, of course. So, really, ever since my parents got divorced, my mom started dating, all right? First of all, it's weird enough to watch my mom date, but she's dating, and I live with her. So I kind of catch everything that is going on. So I work at this breakfast place, and it's, you know, my hours are long. It's not the best job. So when I come home, I'd like to come home to peace, quiet, and maybe a nice meal. But a few weeks ago, I walk in the door. My mom's with her new guy that she's dating and a couple that they're with, and they are just obliterated. They are drunk. They are loud. The last thing I wanted to walk into. So I told them one hour before I was going to sleep, can you guys just kind of keep it down? And they still didn't keep it down. So around 1:30, I go downstairs, and I just yell at everyone, get the hell out of my house. Furious at me. But you know what? I couldn't deal with it. Like, who in their right mind as a parent is playing drinking games and partying with their friends downstairs while their son is trying to sleep?
And how old are you, Jay? Jay, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh, my gosh. I thought he was at least going to say, like, 36. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm not at the age where I really shouldn't be living at home, but I'm just teetering around that line.
No, that's
so.
Okay. You're 25. Your mom's probably 40-something, and it's like, you know, after Jay yelled at his mom and her friend, they were probably like, oh.
Yeah, be quiet. I know my mom's trying to have a fun time and all, but it's just, you know, have some respect, Mom. I'd have some respect for you, you know?
Yeah. Wow. All right, Jay. Thanks. Right.
Let's move over to Taylor in Spartanburg. Taylor, welcome to the Manny Roy the Red Morning Show. Tell us when you had to become the parent.
My mom, she was going to her doctor's appointment. She was in her 40s, maybe, and the doctor was asking her a series of questions, and she wasn't telling the truth to the doctor, and normally that's what she always eyeballs us and tells us to do. So I finally gave her the stink face, and I kept looking at her, and I kept telling her, you need to tell the truth. And finally, the doctor was like, what? And I was like, Mama, I'm going to need you to tell the doctor the truth. And she busted out the laughing, and she was like, okay, Mom.
Parents make us become the parents sometimes.
Yeah.
This is Cy in Charlotte. You're on with Manny Roy in the Red.
Good morning, guys. So I take care of my grandfather. He's like literally 79 years old. He still drives and everything, but his eating habits are terrible. So I make his meals, but then he adds like extra salt and extra cheese and
the good
all
stuff.
These extra things. Yeah. I'm like, dude, didn't your doctor say that, you know, you could possibly have a heart attack?
Oh, I made it this long. That's what my dad used to say. I made it this long.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop smoking. Yeah. I already have lung cancer. I'm like, Dad.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, come on, dude. Extra margarine.
That's crazy. And does Grandpa, what does he say when you get on him?
Oh, when I get on him, I treat him like one of my kids. And my mom, it was on the phone one day, and she was like, who are you talking to? The kids, I was like, no, I'm talking to your father because he's trying to kill himself.
All right, Cy, thanks for listening. We're getting a lot of funny text messages, too. And a lot of people are saying that Jay is wrong for telling his mom to be quiet, that it's her house. But he said they live together, so we don't know if Jay splits rent with her.
Right.
That's not fair to say.
Someone's, yeah, I don't know.
Someone said, I was confused. Was it the house that his mom, because if it's his mom's house and she's partying till 1:30 every night, then she has the right to do it. But I think he said, I live with my mom. Like, they share a place is what I get. He's 25.
Could be parents live in the basement.
Yeah. All right, you want one more? You know what? I'll tell you what.
Let's put it on the rap party.
Yes, rap party podcast. Absolutely.
All right, so you can get the Manny Roy the Red Morning Show podcast and listen to the rap party. Every day, we post it up just after 10 a.m. You can get it wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, someone had to be their parents' designated driver.
Oh, we'll that's tell fun. You
that. I've had to do that before, too.
All right, that'll be on the podcast.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
You know what happens when you leave work before Roy and I leave, Lorette?
You probably talk about me.
Well, yeah, but we do that on the air in front of you.
Well, it's, yeah.
No.
We come up with ideas for the show.
Yeah, and so we came up with a couple of ideas. One of them is a prank call idea. And I got to be honest, we didn't invent the idea or come up with it. We saw somebody do it, and we want to try it.
I think it's going to fail miserably, but we do have that plan today.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. And then the other thing that we want to do is normally on the show, one of us will pick something to do, and then we have the listeners call in and guess what it is that we're doing, whether we're singing a song with peanut butter in our mouth or gargling a song. Mm-hmm. But Roy and I came up with a different idea, and we want to try this out.
Okay.
All right. Tell everybody what our game idea is, Roy.
You describe it, and we'll guess it. Something that is, like, in your hand.
Okay.
It sounded better yesterday.
Yeah, because we thought it was funny and laughed immediately. The room was silent.
Is this where somebody calls in, or do yeah. I describe no, it no, no, and
no,
you
no,
guess
no,
it?
No, no, not you. The listener.
You okay. just missed the whole setup.
The listener calls in. They have something in their hands. They describe it. We'll guess it. Now, they could be faking us all together and not be holding anything
that
in their hands.
That was another good level of this game. Was Roy brought up that, well, what if they describe an apple, but they're not holding it? And right. then we guess whether or not they're bluffing. Are they really holding the item they're describing, or are they bluffing?
So there's two layers. We have to guess what it is, and then if they really have
yes.
it.
Yes.
I can assure you, during our brainstorm writing sessions, nothing was consumed. This was sober. But we think it's going to be a good idea. So if you want to play along, 704-570-9595, you describe it, we'll guess it.
Yeah, look around, see what you have. If you're driving and you can do it carefully, do that. If you're in the office or at home, call us, 704-570-9595. Any other questions, Ren? You know what to do?
Yeah, I got it,
you think.
Think
it's going to be as great as we think it is?
Nope.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny Roy the Red Morning Show on KISS 95.1. We're doing something new for the first time.
We've specifically now turned on our... Are we turning on our cameras for this? Because if it fails...
Well, I don't want proof of it if it fails.
Roy and I had a brainstorming meeting after Loren left yesterday, and we came up with a game.
Okay. You describe it, we'll guess it, and you don't even have to actually be holding anything. You could be lying to us.
Bluffing about the whole thing. All right, 704-570-9595. We want as many contestants as possible. We got a bunch on the phone. Let's start off. Let's go backwards. Let's start off with line 9.
All right, we got line 9. Jessica Mount Holly, welcome to the Mania Roy the Roy Morning Show.
Good morning.
Describe what's in your hand.
Well, it fits perfectly in my hand. It's round, but flat at the top. It's cold when I first hold it, but then it warms up. It's hot. It can get hot the longer you hold it.
Okay, I got a guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say a muffin.
No.
It gets hot the longer
and
you
then
hold
it. It starts to sweat.
It starts to sweat?
Well, I'm thinking of a cup.
Real refreshing.
Oh, is it some sort of a cup or mug or thermos?
Yes.
Yes?
Did Jessica say yes? Did you say yes?
No, I said yes.
Oh.
Jessica,
what?
You have to host the game. Come on, what? We're trusting you.
No, I'm wrong.
I think Roy's... I heard a yes. I thought she said yes.
It's cold, then it warms up. I'm going to say it's an ice cube.
No.
All right, what is the object, Jessica?
It's a cheer wine can.
Oh. Well,
one of our favorite sponsors ever.
How did I not guess that? I guess we should have asked what's on the side
of it. You were close. You said a mug.
Or cup.
A cup, yeah. Or something.
I didn't think say can. Jessica. Gosh, this game is so stupid.
maybe our favorite trucker will save us, Roy.
Trucker Bob. Where are you going, bud?
Good morning, guys. I'm over in Illinois on the way to Reno, Nevada. You guys are good. You get this, you're going to be real good.
Okay.
Okay, what I am holding is... We're going to start by saying it's about the thickness of a potato chip, but I would not want to eat it. And it is flat.
I already know what it is.
Okay.
I already know what it is.
What is it?
Go ahead.
It's a coin.
Wrong.
Oh.
Let me continue. You have a commercial version and you have a recreational version. And adults and children both play with the recreational version. And you may want to use it to build a house.
Holy cow.
You may want to use it to build a house.
Trucker Bob's just saying words.
No, you can use it to build a house, or you can use it to entertain.
Oh, I think people. I know what it is.
Take a guess.
All righty.
Is it a card? Like a deck of cards?
Loren, you are good. It is a credit card.
Whoa!
Oh, I thought it was a deck of cards, but
a commercial or entertainment.
There you go. That's
you nailed it, girl.
That's good, Trucker Bob. You say stay safe and stay in touch, okay?
Love you guys.
Love you, buddy.
Love you more, buddy.
Of course, I would get the credit card, right?
She knows her money. She knows her money. Let's talk with Chantel Albemarle. You're on with Manny Roy in the Room. Describe what's in your hand.
Okay. It is golden and flaky. It's gooey. It's red and white. It's warm. You're not going to get it.
Loren, is it a Pop-Tart?
Wrong. Close.
Wrong.
I'm really glad my fiance is not listening to this because I've not eaten it because our wedding is in 25 days and I broke my diet.
It's a food.
And it's something that's unhealthy. Roy's voting for donuts.
No, close. It is a strawberry cream pie from McDonald's.
Oh, I was going to say a strudel.
You say a strawberry cream pie?
Also with a Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
By the way, the other layer of the game was to guess whether or not these people were actually holding it, but I believe that everyone so far we're speaking to has held on to the item.
Yes. There was a moment at the beginning I thought she was lying, but then she sold it to me.
Well, I didn't want to lie. that's not right. I love you guys.
Oh, you're too sweet.
You just lie to your fiance. It's fine.
Chantel, well, you literally, know. You don't lie to us. You lie to your fiance. That is good stuff. All right. Thanks for playing, everybody.
My wedding's in 25 days. I didn't want to, you know.
You deserve a cheat day, girl.
All right. Thanks, Chantel. This is the Manny, Roy, and Lauren show. We'll bring that game back. I thought it was okay.
I had fun.
All right. Kiss 95.1.
This is Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
So you can DM us or hit us up wherever you connect with us on socials, Facebook, Insta, Snap, TikTok, Twitter,
all
LinkedIn.
Of the above.
I mean, we're everywhere. And let us know what's going on in your life. We love talking about it. And a lot of people turn to us for advice.
Yeah. We actually just got a DM from Jennifer, who is a little concerned about one of her friend's new boyfriends. Well, I guess it is her boyfriend. She said that a couple weeks ago, they were all out at a bar, and her girlfriend met this guy, and they seemed to hit it off really well. They've gone on a few dates since then. But her concern is how, like, what happened at the bar and how they met. So they were a bunch of girlfriends all out together, and the guy that her friend met was alone at the bar. And she thinks that that's weird. She says, it's just bugging me. I'm hung up on it. Like, a million things go through my mind. Why is this guy at a bar alone? Does he not have any friends to go out with? Is he a drunk? Is he always on the prowl? This just seems
is
like...
Is he hiding from his wife?
Right. It just seems like it should be a red flag, but am I overreacting? I hate to tell her to write him off.
Well, I said a little while ago that he does something that I've done before, and I still do now after the pandemic's over. I'll do it more, which is go to the bar alone. It's funny because I don't like to go to lunch alone. Mm-hmm. I don't like to go to the movie alone.
But you'll go to the bar and just talk to everybody.
But I'll go sit at the bar.
Oh, you're so annoying.
Shush.
You're so what are you annoying. Talking about?
Well, but you know, there's a TV, you're up on the, you're, it's not a, such a formal thing.
I could talk to the bartender, I could talk to the person left of me, I could talk to the person to the right of me.
Uh-huh.
It's not as strange to be alone there?
Good point, Roy, yes, I feel comfortable there. That's why I don't think it's that big of a red flag that he was at the bar alone, honestly.
Now, I think it depends on what kind of a bar it was. I mean, I assume if they're all out with their friends, they're not at a neighborhood bar, right?
Well, I have a neighborhood bar right around the corner from me, and people go there.
But regardless. Like a bunch of girlfriends out?
Yeah, they would.
Okay. See, I don't know. I think if you're at, like, I don't know, the neighborhood bar by yourself, I guess you know everybody at the neighborhood bar. Maybe you just need to go out and after work and have a beer. My dad used to go to the bar by himself. I just talked myself out of it. Yes, I think you should date him.
That was fun.
You, my friends, just got a look into Loren's mind.
Do that again.
It just played it out in your head.
I did.
Good for you. All right. So no red flags. Guy at the bar alone or even gal at the bar alone. No big deal.
Yeah.
Now you know. You're wrong. 100%. This guy has nothing but red flags. You know that, right? Like
he's going to end up to be like a wanted felon or something.
We're going
to
get a text from her in like 3 weeks from now. It's going to be like, hey, thanks for the bad advice. He was married to two different women.
Hey, Mamie said to date her too.
I just want to say I love y'all show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
We were just talking about the guy who was at the bar by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl who DM'd us, her friend's dating him now. And she's like, I think it's a red flag. But did she say whether or not she told the friend that, or is she just keeping that to herself and us?
I think she was asking us if she should, like, call the dude out.
I wonder how many of us feel like friends of ours are in relationships that are filled with red flags, but we don't say anything. Like, you have to stay in your lane. Like, what's the ruling on that?
So I had a friend who was engaged to somebody, and we all, like, all of her friends knew that it wasn't going to work out. Like, we couldn't figure out how they were together. And of course, inevitably, it didn't work out, and they broke off the engagement. And she was so mad at all of us afterwards for not saying something. And I was like, but would you really have listened to us? Like, you wouldn't have listened to us if we said something.
So you don't feel bad for not saying anything.
Well, because if you did say something and then she stays, then it makes everything more complicated.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you're the bad guy.
Yeah.
What
and it's
you,
not
Roy?
My relationship, honestly.
I believe that it's what lost my friend is I told him that I felt like a relationship he was in was toxic.
And now he's not friends with you anymore?
Nope.
And was it? Are they still together?
I think they got a divorce. I think.
Look at you two. Your premonitions are on point.
Well, I'm a really good people reader.
Anytime anyone's way controlling over what someone does, you should have freedom in your relationship. You should be able to go do things in your relationship.
But do you feel like it's a friend's duty to say something to their friend if they feel like they're in a relationship that's like got a red flag or something?
I mean, if it's unhealthy, then yes. If it's just like, I can't figure out how you two jive, then no.
And I'm bringing up producer Nicole because you are in a whole situation like this with a marriage, right? And your friend stopped being friends with you because she listened to what you said and didn't hear it. And
did they ever get married?
Are you talking about Candy?
Okay, yeah.
there was a situation with that happened with their relationship when they were dating, and me and a couple of other friends witnessed it, and then she kind of X'd us out. I guess at first we thought it was embarrassment maybe for the situation, but then it became like a lot more toxic, and then they got engaged. And dude, to be completely honest, I mean, she didn't tell me about the engagement. I don't know if she's married. I haven't spoken to her.
But you told her that you felt like the person she was with wasn't right for her, right? Like you said,
yeah,
hey.
100%.
Nicole, that was because there was an altercation between you and the girlfriend. Like, of course she already knows at that point.
Oh, yeah, but everyone has had that conversation with her.
Okay. So you're saying, like, hey, it's not just me. All of these people feel the same way I do.
Yeah, it's just just toxic.
She's the common denominator.
Exactly.
802 said, my ex and I were engaged, and it was full of red flags. My friends were like, yay, congrats, but also they saw so many red flags. My wonderful now girlfriend knew he was toxic. I wish they told me.
See, but you're not ready to listen to that because you don't see it yourself. You know whether the relationship that you're in is toxic
or
not.
And you literally don't see it until afterwards.
Like Nicole said something to her friend and her friend is still with the person because she doesn't want to see that yet.
But even if you like look back to Lauren and I, like we were so toxic for each other. And we like y'all thought we were cool. Like y'all.
We didn't see it.
And yeah, like you guys enjoyed hanging out with us. But they're literally all of our friends, like either my friends told me or her friends told her, like, hey, this isn't it.
We thought you were the toxic one.
We were toxic for each other.
We're still trying to figure that one out. No, but
she was toxic for me. I don't have the Hulu password anymore, damn it.
Even the relationship I just told you about, when they were getting married, I was a bridesmaid in this wedding, and I kept pushing off actually putting the deposit down on my dress because I knew it wouldn't work out. All the other bridesmaids bought their dresses right out, and then when it didn't work out,
you
I was like,
savage. You
oh
knew?
My gosh.
Who was right?
The Ren.
See, you think that's bad? She's saying that that's not bad.
Know,
she knew it.
I just, but you didn't say anything.
No, you can't make somebody see something they don't want to see.
How about I was the best man at my friend's wedding, and he dated this woman for a long time that I hooked him up with back in like 1997. I went to college with her and I was like, you two would be a good couple. They dated for almost 10 years, never got married. So toxic. I don't even know why they were together. Hmm. It was almost like argument, you know, arguing was their relationship.
Yeah.
Like that. Mm-hmm. They needed the argument to be in a relationship. So they broke up and then he met someone else and quickly got married. And I was the best man at that wedding. And at the speech, I said, I think we all thought there'd be someone else here. But I'm happy to say, and I can speak for everyone in here, that like you found the right one because the other one was no good for you.
Wow, you brought that up?
Bro, this couple's now divorced.
You have a thing of going, being a part of wedding parties and they get divorced, which is why you're not part of mine.
Like, and you know three. What? When we renew our vows, you're not coming.
I was like, it was like three. Oh, your relationship's
like
already
five.
Doomed, Lauren. Don't blame me.
Oh, come on. I've been together with Dallas for 15 years.
I think everyone you know ends up getting a divorce.
That's not true. I was in plenty. I did have a tough stretch. There was like a 2-year period where people were like, all right, we don't have Manny in our wedding party because there's a bad track record behind him. All right. So general MRL show rule. If you see something, don't say something because they're not going to listen anyway.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, Loren's going to give us one last check of what's happening in Hollywood. Big night last night.
This is brand new from St.
It was. it was the Billboard Music Awards, and Kelly Clarkson, she hosted. Now, the Billboard Awards were supposed to happen earlier this year, but due to coronavirus, they pushed it off. Post Malone went into the night with 16 nominees. He won 9 awards.
And I'm not a man of many words. As you know, last time I think I accepted an award, I said, I love grapes. And I would like to accentuate that statement because I still do, and I very much do. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Stay strong, and just spread love everywhere you go. Thank you very much.
Post Malone is fantastic.
Deep words from Post Malone. His love for grapes
is awesome. Speaking of love, Kelly
I wish
Clarkson.
That was like a subliminal message. You know what I mean? Like, I wish we could look into that and be like, it's a person.
It's his girlfriend or
something.
I love grapes. Like, grapes is a person. Kelly Clarkson did Higher Love.
Why?
Why not, Roy? Because Steve Winwood's a hot item right now.
Okay.
Garth Brooks was also honored with the Icon Award, and he did a medley of songs. I mean, I'm such a huge Garth Brooks fan. My husband and I went to the concert a couple years ago. I guess it was 4 years ago now because I was pregnant with Cash. And I literally sang and danced to every single song.
Did that concert ever happen in June at Bank of America Stadium?
No. He was supposed to be here in June.
This month.
And then it was supposed to be this month. And now they pushed it off to what, April or March?
Yeah, April 2021, which who knows, right? Like, is there even going to be a vaccine by then?
Oh, don't say that. You'll make me cry.
Who knows?
I need to see Garth again.
I heard from a lot of friends of mine in the music biz, and none of them want to do concerts because if there's a big outbreak, then they're responsible.
Yeah.
I have to be honest, I don't want to go to a concert yet. I agree with them, so I think it's better safe than sorry, but I do want to see Garth again at some point.
And virtually doesn't do it for you. You got to go see him in person.
Oh, my gosh. These artists that are doing, and listen, if you want to do it, more power to you. It's just not for me. I'm not paying $125 a car to go to a drive-in and watch a virtual concert. That just seems like I could go on YouTube and watch a music video.
Right. I might do it, though, at a drive-in if they were actually there and I could put the tailgate down.
Yeah, maybe then.
Yeah.
Maybe then. Be a cool experience.
Anything else happening besides the billboards?
So Forbes just came out with their richest self-made women. Oprah topped the list, but there were a ton of women who were not in the public media on there as well. But Rihanna, of course, Taylor Swift, Madonna all made the list.
I want you to win. I want you to win.
And John Cena tied the knot after just a year of dating his new girlfriend. I'm sure this was like, I know Nikki Bella just had a baby. She's probably really happy right now. But I just feel bad for her because Nikki Bella and John Cena were together forever. He said he never wanted to get married again. And then they literally break it off. And a year and a half later, he's married to someone else. Like, that's got to sting.
Okay.
But other than that, you can go to kiss951.com for more celebrity gossip.
Oh, and by the way, we didn't talk about it at all, but The Bachelorette apparently is already over. She already met the love of her life.
Oh, so did that happen?
I told you that on Monday. That was the word on the street.
I know, but we didn't talk about it yesterday or Tuesday.
So that did happen on the show.
Well, not yet.
Not yet.
But there's rumors that she's doing the show her way this time.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening to the show. I do want to do a big shout out to Subway on South Boulevard. I walked into Subway on South Boulevard. They're jamming out to Kiss 95.1 and the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. So thank you guys so much.
All right. Cool. Love you, Subway. In fact, Subway employees and other people who love the Manny Roy and Loren Show should head to kiss951.com right now and go to our shop. You can buy stuff there that's pink, perfect for Breast Cancer Awareness Month and making strides with the American Breast Cancer. Plus, we got MRL Show masks, shirts, a whole bunch of really great stuff that producer Nicole came up with, some funny sayings and good stuff there at the Kiss95.1 shop. Why are you rolling your eyes?
No reason.
Yeah, because she's like, you promote the shop every day at this time. They get the idea.
Did you help Nicole come up with those designs?
No.
Oh.
She did a very good job on her own.
Okay.
Maybe there's some beef between Nicole and Loren if she's won her eyes.
Don't start something. This has nothing to do with Nicole. Get out of here. Goodbye, everyone.
Previously on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
So my dad used to go squirrel hunting. Maybe this is where my obsession with squirrels came from, because he used to go small game hunting, and he would shoot squirrels and bring me home the tails.
Nice gift, Dad.
I am not even kidding you, and I would love that thing because it was so soft. I would, like, rub it on my face. I'm not even kidding.
Ew.